Welcome back to Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Hundreds of teachers from across California are coming to Sacramento, in fact, gathering right now, because today is a day of meeting, marching, lobbying, and rallying. And the purpose is to address school funding issues. You might have heard yesterday's show. I talked with KQED correspondent Lily Jamali about school strikes across the state and about contract issues. Joining me in the studio now is CAP Radio reporter Scott Rodd. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
So let's talk first about what's happening today, then we'll go into a little bit of background.
Sure. So it's, as you said, a full day of activities that they have planned. People are already starting to gather at the Capitol right now. And in the morning, the plan is to do a bit of lobbying, raising on the radar of some legislators the legislative priorities of the California Teachers Association. And they have a range of bills that they're looking to highlight on lawmakers' radar. Anything from funding to also charter schools. So that'll take place in the morning. Then at 1:30, there's going to be a march at the Capitol. They'll be marching through downtown. This is going to be a group of educators, parents, community members. And following that, around 5 o'clock, there's going to be a rally. And then I believe also a concert as well that's going to take place with the rally.
All of this was planned in conjunction with what was going to be a one-day strike in the Sacramento City Unified School District today. The strike has been canceled because negotiations were progressing, but the day of action is still happening. So somewhere in there, the goals obviously seem bigger than the district and more important.
Yes. So as you mentioned, the strike in Sacramento is not happening, but a lot of the underlying issues and concerns that other districts around the state that they're feeling, it's very much on the minds of people who are coming to the Capitol today. So I don't think it's necessarily taken out any of the urgency that people are feeling at the Capitol today. And so, again, a big piece of it is funding. Sacramento is certainly not the only district that's feeling the funding crunch. There are other districts such as Oakland, Los Angeles, up and down the state that are also saying, hey, we have concerns about our funding as well, feeling the effects of Prop 13 and feeling the effects of other things that are sort of eating away at local funding for schools. So even though the strike isn't happening, there's still going to be a lot of passion today at the Capitol.
Yeah, and I'd like to clarify, when I said more important, I mean in a broad sense, that beyond the Sacramento City Unified School District, there are concerns that stretch across the state because, as you said, the funding structure and the funding impact is hitting districts everywhere. State Superintendent Tony Thurman had called at Sac City Unified for all parties to get back to the bargaining table. So let's listen to District Representative Alex Barrios.
We welcome the state superintendent's efforts to get the parties together to discuss and arrive at a common understanding of the district's budget. This will hopefully help move the district forward on efforts to commence negotiations with SCTA. We welcome the state superintendent and others that are calling for SCTA leaders to come to the bargaining table. We've been inviting SCTA leaders to commence contract negotiations since November 2018.
One of the reasons he's pointing that out is that it's a little bit unusual that the state superintendent would jump in and say, I want to get everybody back together again. But in this case, contract negotiations have pulled the mayor in at different times. We had the county superintendent, Dave Gordon. We had a representative from the Department of Education talk with us. And it's been an ongoing effort to deal with a really severe budget crisis. I do want to let everybody know that the district is holding public workshops to talk about the budget, and two more are planned. There's one this Thursday at 6 o'clock at Luther Burbank High School, another one on Thursday, May 30th at Einstein Middle School at 6 o'clock, and we have that information on our website. So CTA has been a very active participant, obviously, in many districts, but in particular Sac City.
Yeah, for sure. And you're definitely right that it's an all hands on deck situation. You know, it's not just the local players, but the state superintendent is getting involved. And as you mentioned, the mayor as well. What it comes down to is no one on any side of this wants to see a state takeover of a school district. I don't think anyone would say that, yeah, that would be the ideal situation. While it is unusual, it's not totally surprising that the state superintendent is looking to bring people together and say, hey, look, what can we do to ensure that we avoid this takeover and find some common ground?
So there are going to be a variety of approaches, and we're going to hear the CTA president here comment about finding a solution.
It's not going to be one fix that's going to be the silver bullet for public education or making the tax system more equitable. But it's going to take a series of things that are going to bring in enough revenue to the state so that we can do that.
I'm talking with Cap Radio State Government reporter Scott Rodd, and that was the president of the California Teachers Association, Eric Hines. Let's talk more then about specific legislation and what he's referring to in specific solutions.
Sure. So that was from a conversation that I had with him yesterday. And what he was speaking to is that they were happy to see increased funding in the governor's May revised budget. The governor had increased funding levels to what he called historic for K through 12. Now, whether or not that is accurate, that may be a question for our colleague Chris Nichols with PolitiFact. But nevertheless, he did tout that it's a lot of money going to K through 12 education. And the president of CTA lauded him for that. However, he said this one-time funding or the one-time funding in the budget, that's great for this coming year. But he foresees issues coming up down the line. And the legislation that's being introduced, as he said in the clip, there's nothing that's a silver bullet. There's no one thing that will solve the problem. It's a number of smaller things. For example, one bill would reestablish redevelopment districts, which could allow for greater local tax collection that could go to education. There's also the issue of charter schools. There's a bill package that would put a cap on charter schools in California and would grant local school districts more authority over approval of charter schools. This would give local districts potentially more funding, but certainly more control over and more, I guess you could say, oversight over their district in terms of figuring out what schools are going to be there, what funding is going to look like. So there are a number of approaches, a number of pieces of legislation to address this issue of funding.
Nothing that works to repeal Prop 13, but I think in just what you said, there are bites at it or efforts to try to change the impact of it, correct?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing that says we need to repeal this proposition. That would be a monumental task. That's something that's been on the books for decades. But they're seeing smaller ways, as you said, to take bites from it or figure out ways to claw back some of that local tax funding that Proposition 13 drew away from local districts.
What's the education world's attitude toward the rainy day fund and the size of the rainy day fund?
That was, from what I could see, the main criticism that Governor Newsom faced for his budget. The president of the California Teachers Association, for the most part, said, hey, this is great. We love to see the increased funding. We love to see the loan repayments for teachers coming into California. But we think that the rainy day fund is growing too big. We think that we need this funding right now. If there's a rainy day, it's today. At the very least, it's an overcast sky out there. So they would like to see more of that funding hit schools sooner rather than later. That was one of their main criticisms of the revised budget.
So I set up this conversation talking about the funding structure, that the whole flow of money into schools is what the teachers are looking at, not so much just the isolated contracts, even though that's where the smaller battles happen. What in the overall sense would be so monumental, so shifting that California could really move from the 41st state in per pupil funding? Other than a Prop 13 change, really?
You know, I think different people would say different things. I think the Teachers Association would say one thing, which is a lot of what I elaborated on here, changes to those taxing structures. I think some people would say, on the flip side, on the charter school side, that school choice is an important way to address that, that people who are living in districts where the school system, the public school system and traditional schools are failing or are struggling, that those parents and those students should have an opportunity to choose charter schools. So, you know, not only is there not one silver bullet, but there isn't necessarily one answer to these questions from any side of the debate. I think if I knew the answer to that question, people would definitely be eager to know about it.
It is rhetorical, and maybe there is no answer. But before we go, let's do go to some of the numbers. We were talking about the budget changes as it stands in the governor's May revise. What do the budget numbers look like?
So in his revised budget, there's a general fund of $147 billion, and $81 billion of that goes to K through 12 education and community colleges. And that's up $3 billion from last year. Again, Newsom called it the highest investment in K through 12 education in the state's history. And, you know, it goes to a variety of things. About $600 million of it would go to building or renovating kindergartens across the state over the next 3 years. There's also some money in there for childcare. One thing that Newsom made sure to highlight in his press conference for the revised budget was this $90 million going to college loan assistance to fill teacher vacancies across the state. So there's a teacher shortage, and that's feeding into issues like large classroom sizes and students not getting the attention that they need in classrooms. So that was something that he made sure to hit on. And then at the college level, he also wanted to set aside $10 million to help college students with emergency housing costs.
I know you've done more work on the charter school arena than what we just talked about. So we have a moment for you to say more about what charter schools are looking at in terms of their power in the education picture in California.
Sure. So the charter school laws have been on the books now in California for in their current state for several decades, and they've largely remained unchanged. There are about 1,300 charter schools in California, and right now, for the most part, charter schools are content with how things are going, but they see that the legislation being proposed and backed by the California Teachers Association could change things quite a bit. And speaking to the president of the Teachers Association yesterday, he made it clear that he sees Governor Gavin Newsom's time in office as a big opportunity for them. Governor Brown, while he did take several steps, such as limiting or rather curbing for-profit charter schools, he declined to sign or approve other pieces of legislation. Newsom talked about it on the campaign trail. Within a couple months of him stepping into office, he signed a bill to increase transparency for charter schools. It was a piece of legislation that Governor Brown had vetoed several times. So they're seeing Newsom as a friendly face in the governor's office, and some of the pieces of legislation would, as I mentioned before, cap the number of charter schools in California, grant more authority to local school districts to approve which charter schools will operate there, and again, just increase oversight and regulation of them.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you. Again, we should let everybody know that downtown Sacramento is going to be quite busy today from the march that begins at
1:30
at the Capitol and will go into downtown and then continuing on with the rally that I guess is the highlight celebration at 5 o'clock today. And then maybe a concert afterwards.
And possibly some live music. Yeah. So if you're down there, expect some traffic jams.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us on Insight.
Thank you.
Scott Rodd is Cap Radio's state government reporter. You can find more information, including details about those budget workshops that are happening in the Sac City Unified School District at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.
Don't look surprised, I'm staying a while until the lights dim low and the stars are in and they glow.